the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I'm pretty sure he did the red thing.
You didn't even know it.
Nah,
you didn't even know
that
he don't take no snaps.
Man,
I mean, y'all winning. Y'all
winning.
Hold on, man. Y'all winning all these games. Y'all got comfortable leads, and the quarterback, the backup quarterback still can't take no snaps?
I ain't going to say we had comfortable leads because our defense always gave up points. Peyton always had to come back damn near to win the game, especially in the playoffs.
But you're missing the point, man. You're missing his point is.
I mean, I get what he's saying.
Even if the coach up 20 points in the fourth quarter, you got to let that man come in and get the snap.
And I agree with you 100%. But they didn't, and that's why we got to lose every game just to get the number one pick.
And who's to say that motherfucker going to come in and be another Peyton Manning? He still got a lot.
Right.
Well, they said Peyton agreed. I mean, Peyton liked the pick, so. He must see something in him. It can happen. Shit.
Peyton Manning's done, man. He ain't coming back.
Oh, I know he's done. He'll be a quarterback coach. He's fucking around being the next goddamn coach, head coach while you're playing.
Well, all right. Okay. All right. Well,
before we get past this.
Why are we talking about the coach? Can we talk about other teams?
Hold on. I want to ask something, man. You a coach fan.
I still stay with my boys.
Well, really, don't you think this is just a kick in the motherfucking teeth? I mean, think about it, man.
A kick in
the
teeth
one
to who?
To Peyton. I'm going to be real. To Peyton. I mean, damn, the 1 year that he can't produce, y'all finna put him on a chopping block.
No, he can't come back, man. That neck injury, if he take another hit, doctor said. Yeah, the doctor said he'd be paralyzed, man. He really shouldn't come back.
So they can't even put him on the witch card. They can't even put him on. They can't even trade him off.
Nah, he ain't going nowhere.
Nah, he's
done. I wouldn't take the chance.
He
could be done.
He's forced to retire.
Yeah, so they ain't doing him wrong. There's just no way that he can come back, man.
Well, I got news on my boy Kobe. Let's hit Kobe up, man. Then we're going to move on to the show, man. You see Kobe got fucked up, right? Did you see that? Did you read about that?
Nah, I didn't read about it. What happened?
He endorsed that sports wristband thing. It's like $30 for one of those little, just a regular old, what would Jesus do wristband, one of those.
I've seen
all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And they filed bankruptcy on his ass. They owe him $400,000 for endorsing his good shit. And they filed bankruptcy on his ass. He pissed.
He ain't hurt.
That nigga
ain't hurt.
That motherfucker losing millions, dude. Millions on top of
millions. I understand that, but now check it out. Now check it out. His last contract, not the present contract, but his last contract, he got paid $138 million. Dude, he's not losing shit. He's not feeling the crunch. Not to mention the endorsement from Nike. That was $100 million. You know what I'm saying? Gatorade or whatever else he's doing. Trust me, dog, he's not feeling it. He ain't feeling his lockout this year. He's not ready to spend that money in his lifetime.
He's just like every other rich motherfucker, man, when it comes to that money. Every dollar hurt. Every dollar they lose, that shit hurt.
Well, I like to be hurting like them, then.
Dang it. Let me hurt
That's
like
I
that.
Wanna hurt. Let me hurt like that.
Because, shit, I lose my job. I'm going on unemployment.
That
and ain't no guarantee I'm going to get that.
I mean, dog, think about it like this. Even if you had $100 million in the bank right now, you had $100 million in the bank right now, I owed you $20 million, and I told you I ain't going to pay you. You ain't going to miss that $20
million? Dog, I'm going to be mad about it because $20 million is $20 million. But now you got to think about it. This boy been a motherfucking millionaire since he was a kid. Dog, that boy money ain't, that boy paper ain't stopped.
Man, I'm telling you, dude, them motherfuckers is missing that money, man.
Yeah. You got a lot of motherfuckers that's missing that money, but he ain't one of them.
Rookies are.
I bet you he ain't talking about, man, shit, how the fuck am I going to pay this bill? I'm gonna pay that bill. He ain't one of the ones that's missing it.
I gotta download my Benz 2012 to a 2011. That's the only thing he worry about.
Man, that motherfucker got a 2016. He got some shit ain't even came out yet. Already paid for. That man ain't hurting for shit. All right, well, okay, y'all don't pay me. Okay, it's cool. You ain't got to pay me, but shit. Motherfucker still got a motherfucking $100 million Nike contract. What the fuck? Dude, come on, man. You keep saying, like, this dude is hurting, like he feeling
and
the crunch.
And people still buying
he's
them
not,
goddamn Kobe's too.
He's
I'm
not
you,
feeling
man,
no crunch
you got money,
enough.
Man. Just because you got money, man, that don't mean you ain't going to miss no money that you're supposed to be getting, man.
Okay,
I don't care who you is and how much
them,
you got.
Dog, but he's not feeling no crunch. This is what I'm saying. You keep saying, ah, oh, well, yeah, he going to feel it. Yeah, anybody going to feel $20 million. But he's not sitting there finna say he's finna go bought. Think about it, dog. This dude done bought everything he had that he thought he ever wanted to buy in life.
Yeah, how much was his ring? How much was the cheating ring he bought his wife?
$4 million. Nah, he done bought everything. Everything else is down just fuck it. This shit is for my kids now. Dude, you not hurting. Come on with that bullshit, man. Janine, what's happening? I guess she didn't want to say.
Hello?
She didn't want to speak to me.
Oh, y'all talking to me? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, we're
talking to you.
To
oh, y'all was talking to me.
She's full of that socket. She's full of that socket.
Oh, white guy!
No, I am not.
What's happening?
I'm good,
how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Chilling, cooling, relaxing, maxing.
What y'all talking about?
He feeling sorry for Kobe, but we moving on.
Oh.
Actually, let's talk about something we don't never hardly talk about on the show. We glance at it, but
shit.
We never really focus on it.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the word love. Now, Janine,
okay.
Let me ask you a question. One thing, just one. What's the one thing that you must have when you're in love with somebody? What must they do? One thing.
What?
Right. What are you talking about?
One
man?
Thing. Okay. When I'm in love, the one thing that I expect my partner to give me is companionship. I expect that. I want that. I need that. I got to have it. If you love me, you're going to give it to me. You know what I mean? Now I'm asking y'all, what's the one thing that that person has to do for y'all that y'all got to have?
What do you mean by companionship?
Being there. Laying in the bed next to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody have different layers. You know, everybody see love. You know, love is different to every single person on the planet. Nobody sees love the same way. Now I'm asking y'all, what's the one thing that your mate has to give you?
Well, honesty and trust for me.
That's your number one thing. They got to get that to you.
Yep. Yeah, that's what it is for me.
And so you're saying you can overlook some things, but you cannot overlook the honesty. It's got to be there, no matter what.
Yeah, because if I don't, with me, you know, my man fucked up already. So.
I concur.
If I feel like you lying to me, then I feel like you are lying to me about anything. Therefore, I can't trust you. And why would I have somebody around me that I can't trust?
Okay.
That's the same thing as a friend. Like, this is supposed to be your best friend, but, like, your best friend stab you in the back. That's how I feel with the person I'm with. I feel like when they lie to me, you've stabbed me in the back just like a friend would. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel you.
How I feel.
All right. Now, let me piggyback on hers, man. Them two things are perfect. I agree with both of those things. But I got to throw one more thing in there. Understand it. I mean, you got to understand situations. Every situation ain't black. Everything ain't black and white. You got shades of gray everywhere. So,
that's
I mean, you got to understand everything ain't black and white. If, I mean, you got that understanding, you good. Along with the trust and honesty thing.
Okay. What about you, Wick? What's that one thing you got to have?
I got to have trust and respect, man.
Okay. You want to elaborate on that, bro?
Oh, if they won't respect you, man, you know what I'm saying?
Right, because you find one, you got to have respect.
You got to have respect, man. I mean, true enough, you got to respect them, too, but you got to have the respect. You can't just be sitting there, have a friend over just talking about you like you ain't shit or some shit like that. And then you got to be able to trust them to be around them.
Okay. All right, now let me flip it. What's the one thing that the deal breaker, what's that one deal breaker? Everybody got one.
Bad feet.
I'm with you. You cannot have no bad feet.
I don't care about nothing else, but you got some bad feet, you can't take care of nothing else. If you can't take care of your feet.
She can go out there and fuck four of your boys. You can accept that, you can deal with that, but if she got bad feet,
Lo-She ain't doing it in my face. Lo-She ain't doing it. That's the respect thing. Lo-She ain't doing it in my face. But she coming in
there
with I said I probably could overlook that.
You can overlook her fucking for your boy.
If I don't know, you know, Lo-She ain't doing it in my face. That's respect. That's the respect issue. We ain't boyfriend and girlfriend.
How is that? Well, all right. Hold on. How is that respect?
I don't know.
Hold on now.
You can't get mad at the same thing you trying to do too. You honestly think if you doing it, you dang gonna do it too?
But how is that respecting you, man? She fucking around on you. How is that respecting you?
If we told each other in the beginning, yeah, that's your respect. Respect. That's talking. Respect.
This your woman, dude. This is your woman.
Oh,
your girl.
Oh, my
your
girl.
Woman.
Girl. Respecting now, she can't fuck nobody.
What was you gonna say, man? Because this motherfucker here. What was you gonna say, dog? I don't know what the hell you talking about, man.
It's cool
for your woman to fuck for your boys as long as you don't know about it.
I said not my woman. I don't have a woman, so I don't know what having a woman is. I ain't had one in so long. I had friends, so I said no, she cannot fuck.
Hold on. Now I gotta say now if you now I'm sorry, man. We're not. I like the feet thing too, but you fuck for my boys. Once I see you, hey.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Hey, I'm sorry. Right. You to get your ass whooped.
Right, exactly. Janine, what's your deal breaker? I mean, what's one thing he'll do to make you just walk away and just say, fuck it, no matter how much you love his ass?
This is somebody I'm already with.
Right, y'all already in a relationship together. But what's that one thing he can do to make you just say, fuck it?
If they mouth fucked up, I wouldn't have never talked with them in the first place, so. Shit. I don't know.
You don't have a deal breaker? He got to have good feet for you?
What you mean by they mouth fucked up? They got to have good feet?
Yeah, that means you can take your ass to the dentist.
Oh, okay. You got insurance, huh?
I don't give a fuck if you got insurance for that. Shit. Take your ass to the dentist.
All right, hold on. What if I had my front tooth missing? But, I mean, all the other ones was good. It's just that front tooth was gone.
No, not if I met you like that, uh-uh.
What?
If I met you and your teeth was like that, I wouldn't talk to you in the first place.
let's just say it was not it got it was knocked out. I mean, but now all
after
the other
we
30,
got we got together. This is after we were together.
No, before that. Before
no.
Now all 31 of the other 31 are pearly whites, but it's just that one tooth is just missing.
No, I'm sorry.
I guess I better keep this fake tooth in if I ever meet you, huh?
Damn! But you sound
well,
okay now.
I guess so, as long as I didn't see you.
All right, so if you with a guy and he lose one of his
teeth. If I'm with a guy and he, you know, that's just life. I understand that type of stuff. I just can't meet a guy and it's just staring me in my face like that. I can't do it. It just, that would irritate
right.
me.
So now, hold on. Hold on. Now, just say I got that one tooth missing. And, you know, I'm saying I'm looking fly and I'm looking good to you. I'm the total package. And I got that one tooth missing and I come up to you and I ask you.
What's your name, fine motherfucker?
I mean, you ain't gonna give me no play.
Hell no. I'm gonna look at your ass and I'm gonna start laughing. As soon as you smile, I'm just gonna bust out laughing. I'm like, don't even say nothing else.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
That is not fucked up.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. What if you meet the guy, he got all his teeth, 6 months later, he takes his bitches out? Then what?
He take his what out?
His digits.
As long as I didn't see it when we first met. What I'm saying is when you first meet me, I'm not going to talk to you if that's what the first thing I see. That's what I'm saying. If that's the first thing I see, don't approach me.
Well, if you a lady and you take your dentures out, and I'm going to get that velveteen rub tonight. I ain't gonna be mad at you. You give me that velveteen rub. Hey.
You can mess with a chick with no teeth, Cass.
You say what?
You can mess with a chick with no teeth.
What? Is she gonna suck my dick?
Could that be your mom?
I would. Shit, I ain't got no teeth
gonna...
damn self. We'd be a perfect ass couple.
Well,
oh, that's a hot
day.
I got
20
teeth missing. I don't give a
fuck. Hold on. Father Time. Just because your name is Father Time, you ain't got to let everybody know you look like Father Time, all right?
Hey,
and see, y'all want on all our cover pictures, he never smiled. There y'all go. There y'all know why.
No.
That's because I ain't had my dentist then. I smile like a motherfucker now. All my shit there. Count them.
But why do I need to know you got dentures, though? If you just meet somebody, I mean, that's not nothing that's going to come, oh, yeah, I got fake teeth.
I was just saying that because you were saying, you know what I'm saying, if he ain't got all the teeth, I ain't going to talk to him. But I'm saying if he got all the teeth when you first meet him, then later on
yeah.
you find out, okay, well,
yeah,
he got dentures. Does it change anything?
No, it doesn't. That's different because now I've gotten to know you. It throws me off at that first meeting. My thing is,
so wait a minute, hold on.
I'm going to look my best when I meet someone.
Hold on, Janine. Now, what you telling me, that later on down the line, he done pissed you off, you ain't going to be like your old snaggletooth motherfucker? Yeah, she will.
All right, man, let's bring in LaFonda. What's that, LaFonda? LaFonda? Okay, I guess we don't want to bring in LaFonda. All right, well, we got people out there listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. And we will greatly bring you in to all this fun we having. Talking about people with mental
teeth.
I'm offended like a motherfucker, but that's another story.
You ain't have to put it out there that you ain't got no teeth, though.
No, man, I'm just playing, dog. That's it. Right, come on, dog. You know how we get down.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. You really, you know. I'm just saying. All right, so that, I mean, so wait a minute. Let me ask a question. So is the physical more important than the mental?
It's not. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, baby.
That's the first thing you see when you meet somebody. You can't get to the mental without looking at the physical.
You know what?
It has to be something about that person that attracted you to them. You just can't come up to somebody looking fucked up and then think, I'm going to look past that and say, okay, you might have a good heart. Fuck that. You look fucked up. That's the first thing I'm going to say.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. You got it. I mean, the physical is the first thing. I'm sorry. You got to look at the physical first. I mean, and I know this firsthand because I was a skinny motherfucker. I always heard, you're cute, but you're too goddamn skinny. I always heard that growing up. Oh, he too fucking skinny. I mean,
so
I was a nice
that?
Guy, but you said what?
Where was that?
Motherfucker, you know I was skinny all while we grew up, huh?
Oh, okay. Okay. You said back then,
damn,
right? I thought you was talking about like last year or something. You weren't skinny
hell
last
no,
year. That's all I'm saying.
Hell no. I ain't been skinny for a long motherfucking time.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a junkie.
Yeah, I know. He just mad because I can whoop his ass now.
Oh, goodness.
You ain't never been able to whoop my ass, boy.
Well, whatever.
Come on with the show, man.
Yeah, like I was saying. I mean, I know how that feel. I mean, because a lot of people said it, man. Like, okay, you cute, but you know, you just too skinny. You too short. This, that. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
You say what?
I said, I hear that one. You're too short.
But
then
still,
I climb that tree. And
you
then,
still
you know
hear
what
that
saying?
Too short shit.
Hey, but when I climb that tree, though, it's all good.
I told you, you put the monkey nuts on them, it's a motherfucker, ain't it? Get the monkey nuts on them, it's a wrap.
Whatever works.
I mean, I'm just saying, though. You know what? Speaking of which, man, speaking of monkey nuts, I mean, yesterday, old girl called and she was, you know, she was talking about the shave shit. I mean, I thought about that question, man, and I know we didn't talk about that before, but how the fuck do that make you gay if you choose to shave down in your lower area?
It don't make you gay. It depends on who, like, some dudes overdo it. Like, they do it so damn much. Because you want to shave, but damn, you ain't got to, like, bald eagle it.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to go bald eagle. But damn, do you got to go bald eagle? Because then I'm like, damn, hey, why is you bald eagling down there?
Like, your shit's smoother than man and shit. Your shit should not be smoother than my shit.
I'm going to tell y'all what that's all about. When dudes do that shit, I hate to be the one to say this. That motherfucker got crabs or something. That's one of the reasons motherfucker don't
shave. Get the fuck out of here. Hold on, man. Now, for the record, I'm gonna put it out there, and I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Yes, I trim down there. I mean, shit, I got my own set of personal clippers down there. Huh?
You didn't say you bald eagled it. You said you trimmed.
No, I don't squash. I don't squash the. I don't squash the earth. Yeah, shit. I'll take it low. Shit, I mean, damn.
Exactly. You still feel the ruggedness of a man down there. Other than, like, I know a man who, like, bald eagles it down there. He made me wonder.
But now, hold on now. And I mean, my thing is this, and I'm going to put it out there. when I hit it, my girl squirt. And I feel that squirting hitting you right there. That hot. Man, shit. Yeah, if you knew what I knew, you cut shit off too.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, it do hurt sometimes, when, but it depends on what the hell you doing. Like, damn, are you going all balls in? I mean, you going deep, ain't you? I'm just saying.
I ain't say totally ball. I ain't saying scorch the earth, but shit. I mean, at the same time, what the fuck? I mean, do you really want all that down there?
No, I said, but don't nobody want somebody a ball even with either.
Okay, so now, and let me ask you, what's the downside of the bald eagle? I'm just asking. I want to know, what's the downside of it?
I mean,
let's hear in your mouth.
Okay, say for instance, I trimmed it up. I didn't go bald eagle this time. I'm like, damn, why his shit smoothing it mad? And then on top of that, it's like you giving, okay, I don't suck no, I'm not going to suck no balls at any point in time, so. Yeah.
What?
Back
up, back up. Hold on, back up. Why not?
Why should I?
Why shouldn't you?
But why should I? I mean, what is it do for me sucking your balls?
Shit, it's a package deal.
Really? It's a package deal.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a package deal when somebody eats some pussy that they should suck some ass too, but they don't. I'm just playing. But I'm just saying, because I know.
Now you're comparing apples and oranges.
I'm just playing. But
now,
don't
come on
now. Because some men don't.
Okay, now hold on. Now Wick, you don't like that?
What'd you say?
Never mind.
Didn't hear you, brother. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the whole thing. All I heard was you don't like that.
You weren't listening, so it don't matter. It's too long to repeat. Simon, what about you?
Hey, I would love it. I mean, what man doesn't?
You mean some motherfucking fags.
No,
I ain't saying homosexual. I'm saying fags.
Yeah, last night.
Politically
like
correct,
it,
man.
Don't have
politically
to
correct.
I said not the homosexuals. The homosexuals.
He not gay, though.
I'm pretty sure they even like Desley.
But he's not gay. Y'all heard him last night. That man is not gay.
Also, what you saying is Bino didn't want his balls licked.
No, he didn't.
Well,
he just
ain't asked you yet.
You know what? Now, hold on. That's twice in 2 days you done put that man business out there like that.
I did not put his business out there. I just said
that's twice in 2 days you put that man business out there.
I
wish I had his number because I call him.
I'll give you his number. I will give you his number because at the end of the day, he's not going nowhere. I'm not worried about him going anywhere. Some people know they balls on each other right up front. Huh?
You said you got him trained. He pussy
whooping.
You know what? You know
what? We have not had sex.
He's gonna call his ass. See what he got to say about all this.
We have not. Had
whoa, 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 whoa! Stop!
Serious.
Y'all ain't had sex, but how you know if
we
don't like?
Really, we've done other stuff. We just have not had sex.
So y'all just had the oral thing. Y'all just ain't had the actual intercourse.
Yeah.
They're doing the oral thing, you know he don't like his balls.
Yep.
How you know? Did you try it? He said stop.
He was like, you ain't got to do that. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, whoa.
I don't believe it.
Can we get him on the phone?
We're going to call him.
He is
what man
not
don't
gay.
Like his balls?
I'm
what
so
man don't like his balls?
Gay. It's just some people don't like it, and
that's
cool with me.
That nigga gay.
No, I ain't gonna.
I ain't gonna say the man gay because the man was on the show last night. He didn't come out sounding gay. But now, come on now. You actually put this man out here in here.
No, because at the end of the day, we still gonna kick it. Like last night, he was like, if you ain't have to go to work, you know your ass would have been out there.
All right, so now hold on, Janine. Now I gotta ask you. A man tell you you're doing the do, and he tell you stop. Don't do that. I mean, do you think something wrong with him? Janine, hello.
Yeah.
You still here with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, now he tell you stop. You don't think nothing wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't listen to no bullshit. That's some bullshit.
You said what?
I said that's some bullshit.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
I personally don't want to do it. I personally don't want to do it.
Ain't no motherfucker up here me to stop doing
that. That's a little too close to your ass first.
No.
I'm not trying to take it there.
Ain't nobody going to tell me. You in my bed, you play by my rules.
He don't like
hell,
to be
you
handcuffed
can be in my
either,
bed.
So.
I'm still play. You,
he
hey,
don't like to be handcuffed
you,
either, so.
Okay, now the handcuff thing, I got to trust you for that. I got to trust you for the handcuff thing. But
he don't
now,
like to be handcuffed. He don't like to play. He don't like to use emotion lotion. He don't like to play cops and robbers. He don't like to play naughty nurse.
Hold on. How do you know if y'all didn't even have sex yet?
Because I'm not gonna have sex with him yet. I'm not ready. Well, I'm not gonna say I'm ready. I'm not ready. I just don't.
Well, how the fuck you know if he don't like all this?
Exactly. That's my question.
Because I told you we got history. Like me and him used to talk like in 2008. We stopped talking because he pissed me off.
Was y'all fucking in 2008?
No, because
And then how do you know what that man likes sexually if you ain't never had sex with him?
Right.
He don't like to use motion lotion. And how I found that out, I was ready to have sex. And he was like, I'm not going to use that, really? What is wrong with you? Like, we got into a big-ass argument. I was like, it's time for me to go. And he was like, really, you will get... You already got me.
What was you trying to do to that man
up
in that motion lotion? Brandon, what was you putting in?
That's the question.
Huh?
We need him on the show to defend himself. We need him on the show.
Right.
Tell you what, let's go into a song. And we're going to call his ass if
he's
going to come
lotion
on the show.
What you not going to put motion lotion in?
Well, hold on, LaFonda. We're going to take him in the room and we're going to call him and see if he wants to come on the show. All right, check the song out, y'all. I like this song, by the way. If I can get the motherfucker to play right. There we go.
Oh, give me.
mind, but I don't want to, cause you're so damn fine. And I heard that you were thinking that I don't have to stop you from making late night phone calls on the telephone about your fantasy. Not a
LaFonda? Oh, I guess he checked her ass. Checkmate.
Man, that shit wrong on so many different levels, but hey, I ain't, don't get me started. I ain't the one to start talking shit about nobody.
Really?
I mean, come on, man. You don't put nobody personal business out like that. Especially if y'all digging each other.
You wouldn't be digging each other after the show.
Hell no.
What the fuck? I don't believe this shit. Are you crazy? Did you take your pills? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know, man. We ain't did something in a long time, man. We ain't random called nobody in a minute.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
He said he'll call in Tuesday because he's in the studio with Bo Deal right now.
Oh, good.
Shit, you mustn't tell him what you were saying about him.
No, I told him everything. I don't hold my tongue. You see, I ain't hold my tongue on Tuesday. I don't hold my tongue with him. Why should I have to? That's what y'all don't understand. Why should I have to hold my tongue with him? Like, seriously, it's certain stuff that I want to do that he don't want to do. And it's certain stuff I want to try that he don't want to try. And that's fair, but, I mean, at some point, having regular anything will get bored.
That's because he's a man and you the woman.
Really?
His word is law.
Okay,
recognize.
First of all, when you want a woman to ride, you let her do what the fuck she want to do, right?
Hell, baby, you can try that shit with me, man. Fuck it. I'll be your practice dummy. Fuck it, baby. You know, sir, we won't have to tell nobody. I'm just saying, just trying to help you out.
He like 6'6". How tall are you, like 5'2"? I ain't trying to be rude, but how tall are you, like 5'2"?
You never know. Once you go short, you never go nowhere else.
Shit.
I had to give up something.
Your ass can find another round with short, could you?
Right.
Hold up, man.
I'm fast ass. Really? I'm fast ass.
Hold on,
like, right now with heels on.
Hold on, man. Hold on, man. We finna random call somebody tonight, man. Fuck, I'm in one of them.
The person you have called is unavailable right now.
Yeah, they phone off.
Wow. Man, they phone off. Man, they have to have it in Spanish, too. What kind of shit is that?
Maybe get him explain to, ask him to explain why his ass didn't show up to come see his damn son today.
We ain't finna get into all that, that's between you and him.
That's just some ignorant shit, though. I don't understand that. Like, you can do everything as a mother, and y'all keep on saying a woman can't bring a boy into manhood, but damn, like,
you can't.
Seriously?
It's impossible.
It's impossible, but what if you got to do it on your own?
Well, then he needs some type of male figure in his life. You can't teach him to be a man because you don't know how to be a man. How can you teach him something you don't know how to do?
True.
No,
that
man.
Have some kind of male figure in his life.
I got somebody I want to call, man. I got somebody I want to call, man. I'm gonna call this one cat, man. This dude, hey y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all now, he kind of a little off. So if he gets cussing, don't even worry about it. He probably has the phone like, what the fuck you want? All right, y'all, fuck it. We gonna try. We finna have fun tonight, y'all. Hello? Zeke, the bus down free. Put a pussy in his mouth and watch him tweet. What's up, dog?
Shit.
Chillin', man. Hey, man, I just called you for my radio show, man. What's happening? You on the show?
I ain't doing nothing, man. Just chillin', trying to get this meat together. Yeah, what's going on with you?
Shit, man, I got you on my show, man. What's happening with you?
Struggling, man. When the last time you heard from Kush?
Oh, man, because he here. You're not understanding the concept. Yeah, you're not understanding this concept. I'm saying I got you live on my radio show, man.
Okay, so what do you want me to say? What's happening to everybody? I'm on the radio. Every day I'm on the radio. It's happening. I ain't doing nothing.
What's going on?
Sitting there chilling.
I'm just trying to see what's happening with you, man. We doing this thing, man. We randomly calling people. So I said, let me call my boy Zeke, the bus down freak.
Hey, don't call me that on the radio.
Hey, I forgot the old lady right there. Oh, the old lady right there. You can't say that. You can't say the rest of it, right?
Yeah, that's all good. Yeah, what you
doing
up to, man?
I'm chilling, dog. I'm chilling, man. I said I was going to holler at you, man, so I called you. What's happening with you?
I don't know, man. Still working with that sorry city shit. I mean, I don't want to be cursing and stuff, but,
oh, no,
you know.
You cuss as loud as you want on here.
Oh, okay. So
you're
just on the computer?
Yeah, man, you call them all kind of bitches and motherfuckers if you want to.
Damn, oh yeah, you cuss as I can cuss. Say, shit, man, I ain't doing nothing, man. Just trying to stay out of trouble, man. That's about it. Yeah,
okay.
Zeke,
I want to ask you this question, man. Now, old girl, she just hung up, but I'm pretty sure she gonna call right back. Now, she just put a dude for the past 2 days, man. She done put her dude on blast, dog. She done put him on blast. Yesterday she blasted him out, talking about that if you want to be with me, you wouldn't just come over at nighttime, this, that, and the other. Then tonight she said, well, shit, he don't even like getting his balls licked.
Damn.
So now, in your book, what type of nigga is that if he don't even want to get his balls lit?
Shit, must be a fag or something. Shit, or something.
Well,
see, I told you. I told
hey,
you.
I don't know
I
a fag or
that.
Huh? What'd you say?
No, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying
that.
He must be a fag or something. You don't know, going
what
both
man
ways.
Don't
something
want
wrong
his
with
balls
that, man.
Lit by a woman. I'm telling you.
He keep getting
right,
his now, right,
I man. I said I got my boy Big Mike on the line. Big Mike, what's happening?
Yeah, she can lick my balls, man.
Yeah, damn. Hey, so what y'all
no,
talking? She listening? She can hear y'all? I mean,
damn,
she can hear
yeah,
the conversation.
Something wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
cool. I don't know, man. That's something wrong with the dude, man.
Something
wrong with
she
him.
She said he don't like getting his balls lit.
Hey, that's a one in a million.
That's my whole point. I mean, I'm like, God damn. I mean, what motherfucker don't like it? Supposedly.
What you doing? What you doing for the holiday, man?
Getting my balls lit.
I know this, man.
Shit, I'm gonna get drunk, man. I'm about to make me a drink now. Yeah, man, but other than that, man, take it one day at a time, man. Shit, need to make some money, man. We need to do what we used to do.
Oh, goddamn, whoa, man. Hold on, man, we on live radio. We can't be talking about no shit like that.
Okay. Hey, you don't know what I'm talking about. Hey.
Goddamn. Vicky,
don't
take a rock side to figure it out.
They don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Zeke.
What?
I'm going to have to take you in the private chat room for a second, man. Goddamn,
oh,
Zeke.
Okay.
I mean, that's old school shit. We can't be talking about that shit on here, man.
Oh, okay. What, you think the police listening?
I don't know, man. You never know.
LCC? What do you call that shit? The radio waves.
We might have to. You know what, dog? I'm gonna tell you like this, dog. I'm feeling good. I'm gonna call an old school player tonight, dog. I'm gonna call my old school player.
Who is that?
Don't worry about it, man. I got an old school player. I'm gonna call. I know you old school, but I got one older than you.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. I seen your stepdad the other day in the gas station.
Hey, brother. Calm down, man. God damn, we ain't on no regular phone. We on the radio show, man. God damn.
I mean, what kind of conversation you want me to have? We on a radio show. You ain't knew what I was doing.
You ain't talking about my personal business.
Huh?
I knew calling you is going to be a damn thing. It's going to be something. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hello. What's up, Big Cheese?
What's going on, man?
Hey, check this out, man. Hey, I got you on my radio show tonight, man.
Have you on your radio show?
Yeah, I'm calling you live from my radio show, man. I called you because I want to ask an old school player. I want to ask an old school player something.
Hold on a minute, man. Let me turn my TV down.
Yeah, do that.
TV up too.
All right, man. What's up?
All right, now check this out, Cheese. We had this female on the line earlier. She say that her man got a problem with her licking balls.
So what?
Her man got a problem with her licking balls. Now, I want to call an old school player. Now, Cheese, just for the record, man, Just for the record, Cheese, I don't want to give you age if you don't want to give it. But if you're willing to give your age, that's cool. But I'm just going to say you're an old school player.
All right,
now, well, evidently, Cheese, you don't want to give your age. But
I'm 65 years old.
65 years old. 65 years old.
65.
So, yeah. So you've been doing this playing thing for a long time, right?
You can say that.
Yeah, so have you ever told a woman, no, you cannot lick my balls?
Nope. But I have had them to hum them.
Hum them.
Hum them.
So wait, Cheese. You telling me that, hey, for a motherfucker to say, no, you cannot lick my balls, is something wrong with him?
He must be sick. Because that's one of the greatest feelings in the world. Especially when they put the whole ball in your mouth and go,
All right, okay. That's even now I'm just trying to go old school, man. That's what I say. And we got an old school player on here, 65 years old. Still enjoy getting his balls licked. Now, goddamn. What's the problem here?
I ain't mad at her.
What?
Yeah. Hey, listen, maybe old boy got crabs or something. She don't want no crabs to get out of her mouth.
Hey, but he got a nasty old man then.
I'm wrong with that motherfucker, because...
Yeah, you ain't lying.
You might be gay, man. Turn gay.
I told you. That's four. Something wrong.
Yeah.
Gay.
Huh?
I told you.
Now we still got Janine on here. We got Janine. LaFonda, I guess LaFonda got upset and hung up, so we still got Janine. Janine, what's happening?
She's like, he's not gay.
Okay. That's cool. I mean, hey.
What's the problem then, though? What's the problem? How come you don't want ball lick?
I don't know. Janine, where you at?
I'm here.
All right, now, we got four, five players, old school players on the line. And they saying that something wrong with the boy if he don't want his balls lick.
Hello?
Well, that's asked me twice.
I'm saying that now you being a woman, do you feel like, okay, something wrong with the boy?
You talking to me?
Yes, sweetheart, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I already see you. Yeah, something wrong with that.
See, that's what I'm not understanding now. Everybody in agreement. So what's the big deal here? What's the problem?
Did I push one?
Yes, you did, buddy.
Yes, you pushed one.
Okay.
Hey, butter.
I heard something about somebody don't like it. What?
Now, this is what was said. What was said that she went to lick his balls, and dude said that he don't like that. Shit.
I don't know.
He having flashbacks?
Can I say something? He might be getting it done on the second shift.
Okay. The last time she left T-marks, what?
Okay, so now what you said, maybe she just didn't like him. He just didn't like her doing it.
Right. She might not have did it.
Maybe she got a rough tongue.
That could be the way. She might have been a little rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she's too rough. She's like a cat. She's pulling the skin off this shit or something. I don't know. We don't know the whole story, man.
Right?
Yeah,
you know, it's
always
her side, his side, and the truth.
You know, maybe she licked too hard. She bite or something. Maybe she got a chip too.
Well, wait a minute. How can you lick too hard?
I don't know.
She might have, you know.
I'm just giving the benefit of the doubt because I don't know. No man
might
don't
be sensitive.
Like his balls licked. I'm sorry.
He might have a prostate.
Yeah. Hey, since we call people, man, let's prank somebody.
Prostate motherfuckers like they balls lick. Rub that shit. That shit hurt right there. Yeah, right there. Uh-huh. Yeah, there it is. You stay right there. I'm just saying. No, I don't know no motherfucker turning down the ball lick. We can walk in the street. Like, dude, we got a survey. You like your balls licked? You gonna be like, hell, motherfucking yeah.
Mm. I don't think he might punch you in your motherfucking face. You walk up to another man somebody.
Okay.
I ain't real about like your balls. Wow, you
damn.
I don't think you want to do that either.
No man.
I don't think you want to do that either.
Yeah, but he ain't here to defend himself, man. You know, I'm totally
good. It's always her side, his side, and the truth.
She probably told him no call. They arguing right now.
Yeah.
They probably
arguing right now. He in the studio doing his thing.
Motherfucker, yeah, I do like my balls lick. You lick them right now.
Right.
Nah, he ain't gonna tell me I can lick him right now. He's gonna say, hung up on him. He's gonna tell me I won't lick him right now. Hold on, man. Check this out, y'all. Like I said, man, I'm finna have me some fun tonight. Fuck it. Motherfuckers don't wanna call in, I'll call them.
Hey, how long you be on the air?
We on to it's 10 o'clock your time, brother.
Yep. Oh, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10 o'clock your time.
Yeah.
Go on, turn your meat, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to go get my son, though.
All right, man. Well, hit us back, man. Hit us back.
All right.
We got two more people calling in,
yeah,
man. We got a new caller. We had a new caller.
258. Who
is 258? I'm just jumping back in. I cut off for a minute.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got one more new caller.
No.
Caller, what time is it?
Oh, I already know who that is. That's Selena.
Mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Old job. She's the only one to jump in there and still be talking to her kids. I said, sit down. hello. Girl, get your ass on the phone.
Let me slap you. Hello.
All right, now Selena, I gotta ask you.
Huh?
I ain't saying you do it, but hypothetically speaking, if you did. If you went down on baby legs.
Why you gotta keep saying that name?
Well, shit, it ain't no secret on the show. Everybody know who you with. You with that
Okay, so.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, we just said hypothetically speaking.
Hold on, excuse me. Mama, you're being rude. I'm company, honey. I'm not picking no green. Sorry.
Say what?
Hello. I'm sorry.
All right, then. Nah. You done fuck around with your dude. Now you done went down on him. And you said, well, I'm finna do something extra freaky to you. I'm finna go and lick the ball. Now he tell you no. I don't want you doing that. I mean, do you feel this a problem?
Yeah, and no. I mean, if he don't, fine. Maybe he had a bad experience.
Did you have
what
it
do? What
it do?
My teeth got stuck.
Okay, now if you say somebody's teeth got stuck, if somebody's teeth bit him or something, that's one thing. But no, he just like, no, I just don't like that.
Oh, he's gay.
See, there we go. Now, I mean.
Five.
Yeah, that's five. Wick, I'm not knocking your hustle, bro. I am not knocking your hustle. Tonight, Wick, you winning. You winning, Wick. Hey, you winning tonight, Wick. Hey, everybody agreeing with you. But hold up. Hold on, man.
But the dude
I win would never say no to nothing, so.
Okay.
That still don't make him gay, man.
If I say so.
I mean, you're not the only person that said that. I mean, he ain't no here to defend himself, so I'm gonna try to defend him. That don't, maybe he just don't like it.
He's gay. Ooh, okay,
he's
gay.
Don't like they balls lit.
That don't make you gay just because
I don't
like
it.
Like somebody said, he may have had a bad experience. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever turned it down?
Not like it.
Well, I ain't got to worry about it, because that ain't my thing anyway.
Time.
Once again, the question goes to you.
Have
you ever turned it down?
No, I wouldn't turn it down. But I'm saying,
okay,
though, different strokes for different folks. He may be one of them brothers that don't like that shit.
I know. Hold on, man.
Some brothers don't like anal.
The
but that don't make them gay.
Is unavailable right now. God damn, everybody's phone cut off.
Yes.
That does not make the man gay. I wish he was on the phone.
And then what?
So he can tell us about his bad experience. Apparently he had to have a bad experience if he's turning it down.
He's gay.
There's some reason why that don't make you gay though. Does that make a woman gay if she don't want a man to go down on her?
Mm-mm.
Then again, he might have herpes and he just don't want her to get a big herpes on her lip.
Yeah.
But that could be another thing.
Where'd that come from?
Kill him dead.
Y'all motherfuckers are dead. Herpes on your lip? How we get that up?
I'm going to go to the top for a minute.
I don't know. I'm trying to really seriously think. What can you think of that would, you know? Oh, my goodness.
He just had a bad experience. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I fell off a bike. That don't mean I was going to stop riding.
Y'all like y'all balls licked?
Oh, yeah.
So what?
I ain't licking no motherfucking balls.
Yes, you are.
No, I ain't. I never even tried it. My little
nice woman, slap them motherfuckers up your chin.
Huh?
Slap them motherfuckers up your chin like.
And I'm going to have one hand under my bed. You don't hate to have to.
That's right. That just was never my thing.
I'm not saying it to each his own. It just was never my thing. I don't suck dick either. Shit.
Who is this saying?
What? This is Selena.
Oh, okay. All right. This you lying on the radio. I was just trying to make sure I got the right name when I said who was a lie.
I can't call what I do sucking dick. I like kind of paint a portrait.
Oh, well, I mean, if that's what you want to call it, I mean, it is what it is. Okay, suck a dick, paint a portrait. I mean, if that's what you call, that's what you feel comfortable with, I mean, I'm not mad at you.
Don't be talking about I'm lying to him.
I mean, I'm just saying. You said you don't suck dick, you paint portraits. I mean, all right.
But you can't call me a liar. You're like, I sucked your dick or something. Don't be having these folks out here thinking I sucked your dick, Cass, okay?
I didn't say me not one time.
And don't be believing the rumors over the years.
You say over the years, huh? All right.
Okay, I see.
I understand. That was just a 4-9 mess. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It was a 4-9 mess. I'm sorry.
I'm going to slap the taste out of your mouth.
I mean, I didn't put it out there.
I know it was baby legs. Who else?
I didn't say it.
I ain't worried about it.
It might have been Killer Mother Hawk. I don't know.
Oh, hell, Killer Mother Hawk probably said all kind of shit. I didn't do it.
Yeah, hell, Killer Mother Hawk said all kind of shit about me, so it don't matter.
He wouldn't say nothing bad about me. I'm his girl, though. Oh, shit, let me cut this light off. God, where I was at?
Who want to do a prank with me? Anybody want to do a prank? I need a female.
Me?
Anybody. Who said me?
Selena, I want to do a prank.
All right. Let's see if this shit works. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I'm going to call this girl, and you're going to ask for her man. And then just flow with it. She's a white girl. You think you can do that? I don't think so. Okay, let's move on. Somebody was volunteered to do it.
I don't think that's going to work. Selena ain't even listening to you now, so how in the hell is she going to pull a prank, right, a prank off?
Unless you're smoking some weed, I hear back that coughing.
Yeah, she's taking a break. Just give her 1 second. Give her 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and let her.
Listen to her. She's talking about give her 1 second. Ooh, she's taking a break. Ooh.
Hello?
Now she's going to be like, inhale, girl, inhale.
Hold it.
How many weed smokers we got anyway?
I'm getting high right now.
Yes. More weed on this motherfucker.
In about 20 minutes,
I'm good. I'm good.
Now, this shit ain't medication, motherfucker.
It is medication.
It is. What you talking about?
Y'all get that shit prescribed from a doctor? I'm talking about the motherfucker.
Yeah, I got my own doctor.
On the corner,
yep. I got my own doctor.
Don't bullshit me.
It's better than any bullshit the government gave you.
You know, let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you a question. I ain't trying to come out trying to sound dumb now, but I don't smoke weed, but what's the purpose? What do you get out of it?
Oh, my goodness. Don't let me
get started. Calm me down. Man. I know that. Man, you can deal with anything.
That's bullshit.
It just calms you down.
Yeah,
let me calm
you down.
Hold on.
What?
Well, relax and stay alone. After I done put in my 12 to 18 hours, I want to come home and probably throw me a little joint. Big joint.
They should legalize it. Ain't nothing wrong with marijuana.
They about to. Don't worry.
You have to be upset to smoke weed.
No, you don't.
You get off work, it just help you relax, man.
Yeah, like I'm going to smoke a lot of weed in the morning because there's a lot of family members going to be around. So, of course,
who's
going to
eat like a motherfucker, too?
Right, and ignore all the
ignorant shit. All the dumb shit.
Right.
Weed is, man, it's great, man.
All the little badass kids jumping off your furniture.
It's better than any of that other bullshit they get. Them uppers, downers, oxyca, all that bullshit.
Okay, let me break it down to you like this. Now, I smoke cigarettes, right? I spend about $50 a week on cigarettes.
What?
How much you think y'all spend on weed?
Nothing.
I'm saying, like, you spend way more than I do, and my habit is lovely.
Wait, you said you get your weed free?
Yeah.
I smoke that good.
You ain't looking for balls?
Huh?
And you ain't looking no balls?
You dirty motherfucker. Get me up, you dirty motherfucker.
You can't. Oh, that was you, boy. Hey, you got to be a bag.
That
was not me that said that.
I said you laughing too hard. I said you laughing too hard.
But it was funny, but I didn't say
that. He
gave
me all, motherfucker. Who said that shit?
Big Mike, you came in the perfect time. That was perfect time.
Daddy.
He said, you getting it free and you ain't licking no balls.
Oh, shit. No. Come on, family to Nick. I ain't no smoker, though, actually. Oh, shit.
You say you ain't no smoker.
No, I ain't no real smoker. Like, motherfuckers got throwback blunts. They smoke blunts. So I kill myself with a blunt. I just brought me a joint. Shit. I have a fucking dad for, what, a week.
What the hell is a throwback blunt?
We don't need your blunt if you got some good shit.
Blunts, that's what when I have weed joints, you know, people like, girl, I don't smoke joints. I smoke blunts.
Well, they don't need no weed.
Damn.
There you go.
It was a nice show, y'all. I had fun. Hey, buddy.
He must be in the house now.
Yeah, maybe they just walked through the door. It's a nice show. I didn't have fun, but I gotta go.
I gotta go.
And she hung up, too. She hung the fuck up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit. I mean,
it
hell.
It was about that time.
Baby Leslie came through the door. What can she do?
Hang up.
Hey.
All right, now. Let me ask y'all about something. I'm changing the subject a little bit. Aphrodisiacs.
Oysters.
What do y'all feel is the best aphrodisiac?
Oysters.
Oysters. Okay. I mean, now elaborate on oysters. So motherfucker get you full of them oysters is on, right?
It's on and popping.
You goddamn right,
because
oysters ain't expensive. I mean, oysters are expensive. They ain't cheap.
I know. But they so delicious, too. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That ain't the only thing going to be sliding down your throat. I'll buy some oysters.
I know. And oh, my.
Oyster gravy.
I'll buy some oysters. That ain't the only thing sliding down your throat. Hey, so the way you gulp that, hey, I bet not hear shit.
Buy some oysters, that's going to be your main thing. You want some oysters tonight, baby?
Hell yeah, because I'm sure going to be looking at you like, don't act like you can't gulp. I seen you gulp them oysters. Don't play. Don't be talking about, ooh, I'm choking. No, motherfucker, the way you just gulp them oysters down, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. That word ain't never came out of my mouth.
I mean, I'm just saying, you do know that's all on the side of the menu. Oysters, steak, dick, lobster, that's all on the side of the menu. They all go together.
They do.
All right, speaking of that, let me ask you
something. I didn't know that.
You said horses on that side of the menu, so what else is on that side of the menu?
Shit, I mean, lobster,
what dollar
crab.
Amount? Let me ask you a question. What dollar amount you willing to spend knowing that when you get to the crib, you fuck?
Oh, I
want to
know
that.
I want to know that. Go ahead and tell us, yes. I want to know that, too.
I mean, shit, you. Now, you have porterhouse steaks and motherfucking lobster tails and all that shit. You, like I said, you do no dick come with that with the rest of that menu, right?
Put a dollar amount on it.
I mean, I can't
first
put.
Plate.
I don't know. I mean, I can't. I'm not gonna put a dollar amount on it. $50. $50.
That's the oyster. That's a half a plate.
That's pussy and head.
What?
Two nights in a row.
Bitch, shit.
Damn.
Shit. I'm spending the night, man. We're fucking all night. I'm hitting it right before I leave in the morning.
Wow. $50? With just $50?
$50? Yeah, shit. We going Dutch?
I guess I'll be. Oh, my goodness.
All right, Big Mike.
Hold on, dog. So, brother, let me ask, what do you think is an efficient amount before I say I can get some?
I mean, honestly, I don't be looking at it like that because I'm not sitting across the table from you like with my calculator, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, if somebody was to take me out, and they thinking like, oh my, okay. If they come to me like, okay, I just spent $50, and I expect to get, that's just a complete turn off to me.
Hold on, now. This our first date. Now we are talking about a date, not people knowing each other, just this random date.
I mean.
You look at let's just say you look at the bill and it say $72.50. I mean, at some point
when I decide to give it to you, I'm gonna give you the business, but that don't mean you're gonna get it that first night though.
That means I'm gonna go get a pack of squares out the car and I'll be right back.
And leave your ass there.
Can't buy you no horses on the first night then.
It's the criteria, man. Listen, it's the criteria. If I take it to a restaurant where they ain't even got the prices on the fucking menu, I expect to get some.
Dang.
Point blank. You know what I'm saying? You ever been to a restaurant where they ain't even got the prices on the menu?
Yeah.
That's just fucking expensive as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't
okay, hold on, man.
This shit is priceless.
Now, once again, the priceless. Girl, you can't get a dime for it at the pawn shop.
Please. Please.
I'm just saying. I'm
hell.
Just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying, nah.
Go ahead with
your point, hold on. Wait a minute. Nah, hold on, man. I want to go to, I got to go to our sex therapist. Janae, where you at?
He ain't over here, man.
Oh, Janae, you know how I go to?
He dropped off.
Oh, okay. Well, come
on
now.
I was wondering why she wasn't on my side.
Let's be realistic, folks. Let's be realistic. I mean, come on. 72.50. Come on, brother. Now, 72.50, you don't think you owe me nothing?
I really don't owe you nothing. It's not even about what you spend. It's about my attraction. And then if my attraction is already there and I'm getting it off them oysters and no telling what's gonna happen. But don't. It's just I can't answer a question about that because
so if your attraction there, it don't matter whether it's oysters or a Happy Meal. Right.
I mean, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. It ain't got nothing to do with it.
Right. And you know what? That's the answer I can respect. I can respect that answer. Now you just said something real. I mean, if you attracted, it don't matter. But now, what about the motherfucker that you really ain't attracted to? But he spending that loot,
he's buying them oysters.
Right,
he can spend money daily and won't get it if I'm not attracted.
Whoa, hold on. You said he could spend money daily?
Yeah.
And not get none? How much money you think he gonna spend on you?
I've had him do it before, so.
You about to do it. Where you going? What made him stop, though? Cause he
when
finally
he found
figured
out
he wasn't going to get none.
You already knew the whale was going to run.
No, it wasn't 2 dates. It wasn't 2 dates.
I'm saying for me, it'll be two dates.
And all that.
You got some bills paid. Whoa, hold on. You got bills paid and ain't do nothing?
Nothing.
So, old dude, what?
Baby, you must look like Marilyn Monroe.
It don't matter how old he is. You had to do something.
I promise you I didn't do nothing.
Rent.
You
doing something.
I'm
doing
promise
something.
You I didn't do nothing.
How long did you pay the bills?
I ain't never
How many months did you pay the bills?
Let me see. I could say 1 month he paid bills. The next month he was like, you know, just handing me money on the weekend, making sure I had my medicine.
He was moving his dick or something. Gas to fuck that.
He had to be jacking him off or something.
Nothing.
He had to be getting off on something.
He was.
Fuck that.
For what? I mean, okay, make me understand. I'm not understanding. He's giving you cash. He's paying your bills, and you're giving him nothing in return.
Conversation.
What's your time?
Conversation time. Yeah.
How old was this dude?
He was probably like 12 years older than me at the time.
I mean,
right.
We're talking 30s, 40s.
Right. How old were you?
A couple of years, about in my
mid-20s.
So we talking late 30s or early 40s?
Yeah.
Late 30s, early 40s.
And you're not giving him nothing in return but your time and conversation. And
yes.
He's happy with that.
Yes.
How ugly was that motherfucker? That's a bad motherfucker.
How ugly was he?
He was handsome, but you know what I'm saying?
That dude's gay.
Mm-mm. I wasn't looking for what he was looking for at the time.
Then was he trying to get with one of your girls or what?
No, he wanted me. He wanted me. And the more I spent time with him, the more I realized it wasn't going to happen.
Wow. I mean, okay, let me ask you a question. If you had it that good, why would you get rid of him?
because of the conversation that he would have.
Why? Because he said he wants some ass.
You know,
right, exactly.
He was one of those that bragged all the time, you know. Constantly bragging about what he had.
Let me ask you, did he have it?
Yeah, of course, if he was doing all that and wasn't getting nothing.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, he like, you know, you said he's bragging about what he had. Did he actually have it? Because, you know, you got some motherfuckers that brag, like, hey, I got this Lexus, and you actually got a Pinto.
No, he had it.
So, I mean, he pretty much wasn't bragging. He was just telling you what he got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If this dude was doing all of this, imagine what he would have done if he would have gave you some.
Good point.
Yeah. No shit.
You be driving a Lexus and living in a motherfucking 4-bedroom house, all kinds of good shit going on.
Well,
why would you let that motherfucker go?
Because
that's a good question.
It was just too much arrogance for me.
But you arrogant.
I know.
So in other words, you didn't want a motherfucker that was more arrogant than you.
Right.
Really?
He was spending money.
But he was, right, he's spending cash. You don't know how to humble yourself?
I didn't at the time. I was younger.
So now looking back on it, do you regret it?
Yep.
You licked his balls now, wouldn't you?
No, not. I probably would have played it the same, but I would have held on to him.
You could lick them balls driving a Hummer.
You know what I'm saying?
He gave it up.
Right,
he
got it like that.
I mean, come on, realistically speaking, I mean, whether it's male or female, to look back on some shit like that, you'd be like, all I have to do is get this motherfucker some. A little pussy every now and then, and I would have been A-okay, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he ain't fell off yet.
Think of the niggas that got the booty for nothing.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. That's a good point.
So, now, with that being said, brother, do you think your arrogance kind of fucked you over in that?
In that particular situation, yeah.
It's all a learning experience. I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of stuff that we all look at back in the day. We like, damn, if we could have did this over, we'd have did it this way. So, I mean, and that's one that you got to look at and be like, God damn. And I'm not let my arrogance fuck me over. Shit. Cause, hey, I'm pretty sure some bitches just humbled herself and driving good
all
as
of his
fuck right now.
All four of his whips. Got the key to his condo. Mm-hmm.
Damn, the motherfucker got a condo?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You set him up a condo?
Oh, baby. You went past arrogance. You just went to crazy. I got a
coat. Man, please, let me find a woman that's got a condo. Shit.
Hell yeah.
All I gotta do is just hit it every once in a while, not every day. Man. Shit, I'd be off of food stamps. I wouldn't be getting no motherfucking Medicaid, none of that good shit.
I mean, honestly, it was like he made a comment one day, like, what did he say? Yeah, you know, I can get basically anything I want whenever I want it, anything. You know what I mean?
He didn't get that booty though. He can't get anything.
That's what I'm saying, and that's how that situation panned out. Like basically, you ain't gonna get this because you're just basically making me sick.
Yeah, but now to look back on it, you'd have said okay.
I might have not, but you know what I mean.
I know you got to be looking at her every time she drive past you in that damn Lexus. Like, that's supposed to be me.
I bet she licking his balls like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucking champ.
Like they in church. And all you had to do was lick one of them. You didn't even have to get both of them.
I'm sorry, y'all. I have to get naked right now. It's like hot as hell in my house. And,
Set the webcam on.
Like I said, SinCity.Spruce.com.
Yep. I'll see y'all in a minute.
All right, man. Well, check this out, man. Check this out. I don't know, man. I'm over here going crazy over here on my thing. So, dog, you got to hit us off.
Hey,
y'all. Hey, Big Mike, before you go.
Yep.
Hey, everything still copacetic?
Everything's good, man. I'm about to get my sip on.
All right, well, shit. I'll be there in a sec.
That'll work.
All right.
Thanks. All right, y'all. SinCity.Spruce.com. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out this bitch.